King Asa and his feet. Now, this is one of the go-to, the standby, staple scriptures that is used to nail down people's consciences that if you go to the doctor, you're guilty of denying God, denying your faith in God, just like Asa did. And what I'm reading right now is what was in the second letter to Brother Ed. So what that means is that all the ministers got this track right here that I'm reading in 2016. Alerting everybody that this old standby of ours, there's more to this story if they didn't already know it. But you're going to see that 2 years after the letter went out to all the ministers, the cover letter, you'll see that Brother Michael Smith produced in his Gospel Truth website in 2018. So, as I've said, later on, when you get through all of this and get to the more current 2022 material, you're going to see where I say, I have to assume this is Brother Michael's response to this material. Well, he goes ahead and uses Asa, this scripture, uses it in the conventional way that our group has always used it, but he does more than that. He actually reverses the sentence scripture to put the emphasis on Asa going to the physician, or to everyone hearing it, going to the doctor. So if you reverse the sentence structure, it makes a difference, right? So if you say the dog bit Johnny, or you reverse that and you say Johnny bit the dog, there's a big difference, especially if you're Johnny. So this scripture that I'm working with here, we're going to deal with that again when we have a look at this Gospel Truth article. And in the Gospel Truth article where Brother Michael is dealing with this subject, he doesn't bring up a single thing that we're talking about here. It's just suppressed by that platform, and in a big tech kind of way is the only way I know how to describe it. And so as you listen to this, bear in mind, or you skip down and pick up the Gospel Truth right now in that track if you want to see how the editor, I assume that was Brother Michael, it's his paper, he reverses the sentence structure from what the Bible says about this. So we'll now proceed regarding Asa. But there's a lot more to this story. And part of this is that God has always prohibited seeking any other form of supernatural healing, which is possibly what got Asa in trouble, as he had turned away. What we do know is he had turned away from God. He would not even call on God. He took all the silver and gold from the treasuries of the house of the Lord. And when he was confronted by the prophet, he threw the prophet in prison. So Asa had turned from God in the same way Saul did. And considering what Angela is saying about the early physicians and how they were associated with witchcraft and sorcery, well, yeah, that was true back then. And these so-called physicians here may have been the same type that Saul turned to as well after he rejected God. But whether they were like Saul's, or even if they were the beloved type like Luke, Asa did not seek the Lord because he had rejected God to such an extent that he wouldn't even call on God when he was facing death. And for that, death was the result for Asa.